This is Ozarks at Large. In an effort to combat the opioid epidemic, the Sebastian County Opioid Task Force is hosting its second opioid summit Friday. To learn more about the event, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Dr. Brian Clardy, a physician at UAMS and a member of the task force. He says they hope to make the summit an annual event because it's an issue that needs to be addressed in the community.
Sheriff Hollenbeck, when he was still in office, I guess he kind of came to the realization, and he has said on numerous occasions, this isn't a problem we can arrest our way out of. And I think that resonated with a lot of us. And he started calling around to see if anyone would be interested in participating in a task force. We don't technically have any official standing. It's mostly interested members of the community and community leaders that want to see things improve. And so we're looking at this through a combination of education and then individual action that those of us that are on the committee can take to improve the crisis that we're dealing with here in the county.
And how did last year's event go?
Last year's event served several purposes. One of them was to engage the community in the response process and to help us get access to a grant that helped us fund Narcan for our police officers and first responders to carry and be trained with. And to that extent, it was very successful. We were able to get four departments in the county, including the Sheriff's Department and the Fort Smith Police Department, trained and equipped with Narcan for to help respond to overdose deaths. It also helped to raise awareness in the community and to get community leaders together so they could begin to understand their part in us addressing this crisis.
Do you know about how many people attended?
I think last year we had around 150.
Are you expecting about the same amount this week?
I think it's probably going to be about the same. We're trying to do a little bit better with our media presence and in the hopes that we can get more people interested in coming. We're very grateful to have the community support. Grace Community Church is going to be helping us with this and is providing space for us to meet in.
What's the format of the summit? Will it just be a presentation by speakers? Will there be a question and answer session?
We will have a variety of speakers, including Cheryl May, who is is at the Criminal Justice Institute for the University of Arkansas System. She will be speaking. She is helping to address the crisis statewide. We'll have members of the medical board, drug courts, legislators, local leaders, local law enforcement. We will start with sort of a state of the community addressed by Hobie Runyon, our sheriff, and he will be letting us know what we've gotten done, where we're going, what the current state of the problem is. Dr. May will talk, and we'll have some breakout sessions for specific sectors, law enforcement, medical, et cetera. And then we'll wrap up with a question and answer session with members of the task force, and also invite other invited members that have activity in this area.
Who is the intended audience of this event?
The intended audience is really everybody. This is anything from concerned citizens to law enforcement to medical and emergency response providers, school counselors, just anybody and everybody, because the reality is that anybody and everybody are impacted by the opioid crisis.
What is your goal for this event? What are you hoping people will take away from attending?
There's a variety of things. Some of it's just awareness so that they will be more primed to hear the messages as they come through in the coming year. Some of it will be education. I will be speaking in one of the breakouts on safe opioid prescribing practices to help reduce dependence and the development of dependence. We'll have speakers on rehabilitation options and treatment options. But we've really looked at a number of domains that we can address things at. For example, education in the secondary and high school level for students, so that they will they can learn about the "Don't Run, Call 911" law that is now on the books that allows them to remain as a good Samaritan and not be charged with any wrongdoing if they should call in an overdose. So we've got that aspect. Educating the same population regarding responsible use. And what constitutes misuse of opioids. We have, I mentioned the Narcan project. We're trying to combine with law enforcement to help reduce our overdose deaths. We want to educate our medical providers in town and help them learn what an appropriate way to prescribe these medicines are. The problem with opioids is we can't look at them all and just say, well, they're all bad, and we have to avoid them 100%, because that's not true. They are appropriate pain medicines for appropriate situations, and we have to be able to educate our providers in how to prescribe safely in order to help reduce our emerging dependence. And then lastly, we have the law enforcement presence. One of the unfortunate things we've seen, and this has been seen in other states as well, that when opioids are, or legal opioids are addressed both legislatively and from an enforcement and regulation standpoint, that those who already have opioid use disorder may transition to other substances, for example, fentanyl or heroin. And so that really comes into the law enforcement side of things as far as interdiction of those substances. So we're really trying to take, as a task force, we're trying to take a multi-pronged approach where, you know, every small action we have hopefully will add up to a large effect in the end. And I think the summit we're coming up with will hopefully address that and will mirror that attitude and intention.
That was Dr. Brian Clardy, a physician at UAMS and a member of the Sebastian County Opioid Task Force. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. The Sebastian County Opioid Summit is scheduled from noon to 5 Friday at Grace Community Church in Fort Smith. Registration is open until Thursday. You can find a registration link at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.